Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Blissed? Y'all blissed? Dr. Seeley, are you blissed?
You bet.
Me too. Jason, thank you for engineering today. So, Dr. Seeley, do you have anything that you wanted to mention before we get started?
Anything. Open line.
Okay. All right. So, class, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Seeley, I was talking with a gal I know. I've known her for probably 16 years now. And she's a hairdresser. And I said, so, you know, she sees people cuts their hair, dyes their hair, curls their hair, you know, those kinds of things. And so she probably has a book of customers. And I was thinking, how is loyalty? How is loyalty in the wake of the corona panic, the China virus? And she kind of turned a different shade and said to me, I've lost 12 customers. They died of the China virus. 12.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I didn't ask her how many customers she had. So I just did a quick you know, back of the napkin calculation. So I figure, okay, so 10 customers a day times 5 days a week, that'd be 50 customers a week, 4 weeks in a month, that's 200. You know, a lot of people get their hair done, you know, once a month. So that'd be 200. Let's throw in 100 more for good measure. That's 300. So out of 300, roughly, 12 have died. That's, to me, that's a huge number, Dr. Seeley.
Well, let's face it, Beth, that's actually, there's no statistic available. The Center for Death Control has given everything but fact, and they've changed it and changed it and changed it. I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day or the day of the month. And we don't know how many people have died because of the virus or who've been falsely listed as dying of the virus. My impression is that there may be a significant virus, but it doesn't seem to be any worse than the average virus, and that most people die because of chronic disease rather than because of this fake virus.
But this virus was man-made. I mean, I believe that it was man-made. I believe it was a biological weapon. I think it was a weapon of death. That being the case, these are unnecessary additional deaths, right?
Well, if her customers were all healthy people, but how many Americans are healthy?
Well, hardly anybody.
Only 2.5% of people have enough habits to be healthy. So 97.5% of people are basically unhealthy.
Right. And this is thinning out the herd even more and faster. It just seems to me that the expression that I got from her was that this is an extraordinarily high number. Now, in the past, before the China virus, I'll have to ask her. Let's go. So how does this compare to, you know, 5 years ago? How many customers have you lost in the same period? And I have a feeling that it was fewer. I don't know at this point, but just my opinion. You know, I'd like to read, I don't have it in front of me, but I'd like to read some of the things that some of our kind, I won't call them class because I don't think they're members of our class. I think they're just parasites. And some of the kind things that they've said, you know, about us, and specifically calling me a racist because of the things I say about defective Chinese products. I'm not happy with the Chinese products. I think that they, too many of them are substandard. And so, anyway, let's see. Here's a pretty, this is about me. This is on BitChute. So, Vinny is a self-centered individual with antiquated ideologies. Most of what he does in the name of teaching is whining about the present and reminiscing about how great it used to be, constantly along with his racist and ignorant comments about China and the Chinese. Very pathetic. So I really appreciate that point of view because it just shows how dumb the generally dumb public.
I can't stop laughing. That is mainline media BS. That's the kind of thing I can say.
Yeah, you know, I talk about, you know, you buy a Chinese air hose from Harbor Freight, which is the Chinese factory tool outlet here in the United States. And they say, you know, look, it depends on how often you use it, how long it will last. And I said, well, I use it maybe once a week. And they said, well, it's only guaranteed for 90 days. So what do you expect? What do you expect, a good quality hose, even even though it's only guaranteed for 90 days? What they're saying. So I said, okay, so I got it. So I should buy one, and then after 91 days, throw it away and buy another one. Is that what you're saying? I mean, they're literally admitting at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight, that they are selling cheap, poor quality items. And I think they're dangerous. So because I bring up those kinds of points, this guy says I'm racist. Now, it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the Chinese generally making substandard, poor quality parts that are killing the United States economy. That combined with all the other, you know, their counterfeit products. You know, Dr. Shealy, the Chinese make counterfeit silver dollars. Counterfeit silver dollars. And they do. They literally do. I have one. I have a counterfeit Chinese silver dollar. And if you look at it, unless you really see a lot of them, you wouldn't recognize it. But if you weigh it, it doesn't weigh in properly because they can't get the metallurgy correct to weigh in exactly what a silver dollar minted by the U.S. Mint would weigh. So am I picking on the Chinese? Yeah, only because of the kinds of frauds and deception that they have been perpetrating. Now, it's not all Chinese. It's just enough of them to damage the Chinese reputation. That's the way I look at it. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, about that?
Well, it reminds me that I have one hose that's at least 20 years old. It was obviously made before the transfer to China.
Yeah. Is it black, by the way? Is it a black rubber hose?
Actually, it's green.
Okay, well, we have one rubber hose here, and it was made in the United States, and it was branded Craftsman, you know, Sears, Roebuck and Company, and had a lifetime warranty, and it is magnificent. I've never seen a better hose, and it just works and works and works, and it has it'll work down to way below freezing. It'll work almost not quite boiling, but you know, probably. I'm thinking 180 degrees. So it has a wide temperature range. It doesn't get hard in the winter, so you can't, you know, uncoil it. It's great, but they don't make them anymore. They literally don't make that hose anymore in the United States. You can't get one.
Well, in my opinion, every
company, it's a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm. In every company that originated in this country and moved to China should go bankrupt. If they aren't making it in this country, they
We can help them. We can help them go bankrupt. We can just stop buying their products. We can show them the way. And I understand that Nike. Nike says that they are not a U.S. brand. They are a China brand. Nike. Nike sneakers. You know, the one of the first companies to jump ship, move away from the United States of America manufacturing, move over to China, and they are number one in terms of, you know, brand recognition in sneakers. I don't have any Nike sneakers. I don't have any Nike socks. I don't have any Nike anything because I refuse to participate in buying something with the Nike swoosh logo because I think it's un-American. Speaking of un-American, did you read the story about that hammer thrower in Oregon in the Olympic trials? And so she takes the bronze and, you know, she might be headed toward the Olympics and she turned her back on the American flag and put a black T-shirt over her head in defiance of the country that is supporting her for the worldwide Olympics. I can't believe it. It's disgraceful. When it seems to me that when a person enters the Olympics, they're entering for, in the United States, they're entering for Team USA. That's how I see it. You know, obviously they're competing individually, but they're also competing for Team USA. And to turn their back on Team USA and the United States of America, the country where they live and enjoy some freedoms, is an outrage. So we should turn our backs on her. Did you hear that story, Dr. Shuley, or read it?
I saw it, and I didn't throw up. I just deleted it. I didn't like it enough. I didn't share it.
Yeah. I wanted to mention to you, I want to say thank you. You have given our class and me the protocol for regaining health and rebuilding our immune systems. And it's working so well for me, because I follow your protocol, Dr. Shuley, that I have undertaken projects heretofore unthinkable. I mean, I am so busy here at the farm. I cannot stop some of the projects that I have in motion. I can't stop them. And they're huge. I mean, and I really don't want to say what they are on the air, but really large projects that are literally, you can't stop once you start them. And so for probably almost 2 months, I am in a nonstop position, and doing radio is a real problem now because of these projects. But I want to tell you that I would not be able to do those things had it not been for your suggesting and recommending the protocol. And I'll tell you what it is, class, in case you're wondering what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Dr. Shuley's youth formula, his vitamin C with MSM, Dr. Shuley's essentials, taurine, turmeric and curcumin, ashwagandha root, probiotics, beta-glucan, lecithin granules, D3, and astaxanthin, plus the PEMF device, to name a few. That would be my daily regimen. And I am wired. I'm running like probably like a 50-year-old right now. I really am. And Dr. Shuley, you know, the family comes down to the kitchen table in the morning, and I go and all these things that I want to do, and some of them I can't do by myself. I need help with, you know, the other end of the board, for example. And it's like, Dad, come on, knock it off. We just got up, you know, really, because I am wired. And it's all your fault, Dr. Shuley. And class, if you want to be wired,
but
well, it's
way,
working. It is.
If you didn't
it's
do
working.
It, it wouldn't work.
And let's talk a little bit. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's talk a little bit about
if
that.
You feel America is facing more dangers than ever. You're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Really wired. I am in top gear. I'm running at 120 miles an hour. I'm idling at 120 miles an hour. Let me give you an example. So here are some of the tasks that I've got in front of me that are in process right this minute. So we're replacing the brakes on the back of my Chevy pickup truck. And we're rewiring the barn. It needs... So the barn ceiling is between 16 and 18 feet in the air. We're installing 53 more lighting fixtures in the barn. We're, we're excavating and repairing underground, 3 feet underground, the cattle watering system that that broke during the winter. We're regrading and spreading our driveway with 120,000 pounds of gravel. I am regrading the barn floor so that we can put our hay in it. And we're excavating a couple hundred feet to put in some drain pipe so that water drains properly away from some of the buildings. And we're installing five foot by five foot windows in one of our barns. So that means they have to be framed, the sides have to be cut out. These are just a few of the projects that we have already started that they can't stop. So, Dr. Shealy, when I mention that I am really wired and I'm running full throttle, I'm not kidding. So it took a couple months to get to this point, maybe 3 months, maybe four. Would you say that would be typical? Would you expect this kind of a result?
I would expect that if one is willing to do the work, yes. The biggest reason people don't always respond even to the holistic approach, they won't do the work. You are a prime patient, if you will. Better than Amazon Prime.
Okay, so So, literally, class, I'm sitting in the studio, and I come into the studio many times during the day. So, I have my supplements, you know, in one corner of the studio desk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 different supplement bottles, if you will, that I have in the studio desk. And the reason that they're in the studio desk is I come here a lot of times during the day, and it helps me not forget. Okay. Now, I could put them on the kitchen island, the kitchen counter, the kitchen table, and Mrs. Finelli would remind me that, you know, I'm blocking traffic. So I'm not going to do that. Now, you might want to do that in your case, depending on, you know, if you're married to someone like Mrs. Finelli, and, you know, she's a mathematician, she wants everything organized and neat and so forth. Well, I need to have a constant reminder to take the supplements. And the best way for me to have that is have it right in front of me. So that's what I do. Dr. Shuler, do you have a recommendation for our class so they don't forget?
Well, if they have room for it, I have a what was originally a sewing kit. You know, you could put, it has 42 different little compartments inside. And so I could put 42 different supplements into these little compartments. It's only about 18 inches wide and 12 inches deep. And it sits very comfortably in my kitchen. Of course, I'm the only one living in my kitchen, so I don't have to worry about someone else, you know, being in their way.
Mm-hmm. Well, so are you in agreement with me that if it's it's insight, it jogs the memory, and out of sight, out of mind?
Absolutely. I mean, I have to fill it up at least once a week. Yeah, because they're not that deep, these little compartments. But by having that there and knowing what is in each little compartment, it is my reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, class, you know, you can be a listener, and frankly, I kind of alluded to the fact that I'm not interested in counting more and more listeners to USA for Paris. I'm not interested in that at all. What I am interested in, and the other instructors here are interested in, students and instructors who are doers. That's all we're interested in, because if you just want to listen, if we're background noise, it's not going to help anybody. Not us, not you, nobody. So if you're a doer, that's what we're interested in. So, but you got to do it. And I think that is the salient point of
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bodies have been recovered over the weekend from the building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that this is a slow, tedious process.
We have 6 to 8 squads that are on the pile, actively searching at any given time. We need to be sure that the pile does not fall on them, that it does not fall on any possible survivors.
Reports are coming out Monday. The developers of the condo tower that collapsed were once accused of paying off local officials to get permits for the site, which needed $15 million in repairs just to bring it to code. On Sunday, the United States conducted airstrikes against the Iran-backed militia groups in the Iraq-Syria border region. The militias, they say, were behind recent drone attacks against U.S. military personnel in Iraq. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Pacific Northwest continues to be very hot, Dan Naraki reports.
The Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has already seen several new record-high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the next several days, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The heat even delaying the U.S. Olympic track and field trials on Sunday afternoon, after temperatures on the surface of the track were recorded in excess of 150 degrees. But relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has a vaccine update.
Thrown off stride to reach its COVID-19 vaccination goal, the Biden administration is sending A-list officials across the country, devising ads for niche markets, and enlisting community organizers to persuade unvaccinated people to get a shot. The strategy has the trappings of a political campaign, complete with data crunching to identify groups that can be won over. But the message is about public health, not ideology. The focus is a group health official's term, the movable middle. Some 55 million unvaccinated adults seen as persuadable, many of them under 30. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
Scientists are warning the more the coronavirus spreads, the greater the risk of new variants emerging. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us, a medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, we've all heard about the building that collapsed in Florida, in Miami, Florida, and it was called the Champlain Towers. And you just heard on the news class that there was some irregularities in the permitting process, and looks like those who were building this project, this building, were involved in a scandal payoff of paying for permits. Now, I don't know if that means that the inspectors look the other way. I don't know if it means that their permits were pushed to the front of the line because of bribes that were being paid. I don't know the details. But the question is, class, if we are having buildings built and the public is under the belief that these buildings are safe because the government has inspected and detected and protected the public from unsafe buildings, and there are people who have taken bribes to look the other way, what should happen to those people who have taken bribes and not done their jobs and caused the death of over, 9 for sure, and 150 plus are unaccounted for? To me, that means they've been squashed. They've been squashed,
well, like,
and they haven't dug them out.
I think Singapore has the best punishment for people like that, caning in public square.
Mm-hmm. And then when they're done with caning, are they drawn and quartered? Or are they just caned?
Well, not in Singapore.
I'm Dr. Sheely, I'm thinking for those who were involved in this, whether it be signing off by taking a bribe and, you know, not inspecting, people who are derelict in their duties, people who have looked the other way and have gotten ill-gotten gains from looking the other way, I think a public execution is in order.
Oh,
I'm talking about hanging. I'm talking about literally hanging in the public square.
It's as bad as traitorship. No question.
And where does it begin and where does it end? So if the mayor's office is responsible for this and the building inspector, the chief of the building inspectors, has a command of people who are taking bribes, then all those taking the bribes should be rounded up, arrested, tried and hung in the public square, including with the chief of the building inspecting department and including the mayor. And the reason is because these kinds of behaviors start at the top. They start at the top and they are allowed to continue from the top. So if that happens, then the mayor is responsible because it's under his stewardship, under his watch, under his command. And if we had more people found guilty of the crimes that they have committed and have been executed for these very serious crimes where people die, then if they are hung in the public square, there'll be a message that this isn't something you want to do, because the penalty is death. Any comments, Dr. Sheely?
I'm with you, Ben.
it's an outrage that so many people have died. And you know, Dr. Sheely, I mentioned that we've poured a lot of concrete. In my family has, I have. And when you pour concrete, there are two conditions that are very, very dangerous for the pouring of concrete. One is when it's really hot, like it was last week. Another is when it's really cold, you know, freezing cold. So concrete does not cure properly when it's freezing cold, and it doesn't cure properly when it's really hot. And what the result is weakened concrete. And if you looked at the pictures of those towers, class, that have failed, and you see these balconies, they look like they're really thin, thin concrete balconies that are just cantilevered off the side of the building. Now, if these buildings were, the concrete was poured and the concrete was not wet, 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 wet for weeks, like with a garden hose, and it cured in the hot Miami sun, that concrete was weak. There's no question about it. It's weak. And if you combine that with the salt in the air from the ocean, and this was right on the ocean, that the salt air would deteriorate the concrete and the rebar in the concrete, which was evident in the pictures that are all over the news. So the concrete was weak, it was spalling, meaning it was crumbling, the rebar was showing, and the concrete was failing, and in Florida, they've pumped so much fresh water out of the ground that the ground is now not strong enough to support these structures. And if you look at this ridiculous building design, it's got these legs that are holding up the building. Okay, and you can park under the building, and there's legs or columns that support the building. It looks like a terrible, terrible design to me. And who approved it? I mean, obviously some engineering went into it and some architects were involved in it. But who in the city said, yeah, that's a good idea? Who did that? Now, what should happen to those people who approved it? Because the city has mechanical engineers, civil engineers, electrical engineers, hydraulic engineers. They've got all kinds of engineers at the city level. And who approved this? Which team approved it and said, what a great idea. I love the building. Let's sign off on it. What should happen to them? This is a major problem. And now they're finding out that the ground under the buildings, many buildings in Miami, is not solid enough to support these buildings. Now there's a whole bunch of buildings that should be condemned and people should be evacuated from, in my opinion. And they haven't been, Mr. Mayor. Why? Why? So all we need is one more building to collapse, and that mayor should be arrested, tried, convicted, and hung in the public square. In my opinion. Any thoughts, Dr. Shuley, on how the government is not paying attention to what they should be paying attention to, what we hire them to do?
Well, in my opinion, that's government in general. So it doesn't matter whether it's in Miami or Springfield. I wouldn't give you two cents for any city council in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So, Dr. Shuley, my son was telling us the family story. We have, we have meals together, and he said, "Dad, you hear about this guy?" And I don't have the story in front of me, but this has reappeared many times. Not the same story, different guys. So, I guess it's like roommates, and the razors are in the shower, and one guy grabs the other guy's razor, starts to shave with it, cuts himself, and then gets infected. And then he gets on antibiotics, that doesn't seem to work, gets on intravenous antibiotics, that doesn't seem to work. So he gets a flesh-eating disease, and they've got to start cutting flesh. Ultimately, they cut part of his jaw out. Any thoughts on sharing razors, Dr. Shuley, and not cleaning the razors when you're done, leaving the...
Well, I can't imagine sharing a razor with anyone. I mean, come on. I don't feel that anything like that, I wouldn't even, I mean, except for a close family member, I wouldn't like to share a bar of soap.
Right. Because you don't know where that person has been, generally speaking. So, and I guess this one of the points is, Class, I shave in the shower, and I've mentioned that, and my razors last years each. So a good quality chic twin blade razor. First I wash with soap and I get, all the skin oils and that off me. And then I will take the bar of soap after I've already washed my face and I will rub the bar of wet soap against my face and I will have a layer of soap and then I will use the razor and I'll rinse the razor, use the razor, rinse the razor, and then put some soap in my left hand and a layer of soap in my left hand. And then push the razor backwards across the palm of my hand, which resharpens the razor, realigns those teeth, if you will, of the razor, those microscopic teeth. And I can keep using the same razor over and over and over, but I wash it thoroughly. Okay. And I haven't had any flesh eating diseases. No one else has either. And we don't share razors here, but I know where my razors are. They're different from other people's. And it works fine, but you have to clean the soap out of them so that bacteria doesn't grow and the razors stay dry. Because in order for bacteria to live, don't you have to have moisture, Dr. Shuley?
Or is that no?
Yeah. So the requirement is moisture is required for bacteria. And, if you don't have moisture in the shower, you're not going to have any mold. Okay. But if you've got moisture in the shower, it's a great petri dish for growing mold. So the bottom line is make sure you wash out those razors over and over and over again and then shake them dry and let them completely dry out before you use them next time. That's my thought. Any comments about shaving, Dr. Shuley, and, nicks and cuts and the risks?
Common sense. It's an uncommon commodity.
Okay. So... one of our tax deductions yesterday decided to give us another tax deduction. So what I'm saying, class, is we have these cats. And all of them are tax deductions because they are necessary to protect the equipment we have here on the farm. So they go and they kill and eat mice. And that's their job, and that's part of their job description, and they do a great job at it. But one of them called in sick yesterday, and he's a male cat, and he's been neutered. And what happens, to my understanding, when male cats are neutered, they are predisposed to getting a urinary tract infection, and their urine can become crystallized because their plumbing isn't quite intact. So, Dr. Shealy, have you ever had a cat that had a blockage in the urinary tract, which could actually kill the cat, you know, within a couple days? Okay. So this is a semi-common problem. It's not ultra-rare. This happens when cats are neutered. And I was wondering, so anyway, the cat is doing fine. He's right now in the hospital, and we got a call from his doctor this morning, and he's doing fine. And what they did was they probably put a catheter in him, drained his bladder so that it wouldn't back up and cause permanent kidney damage. Ultimately, you know, within a couple of days, the cat could die from this. So the cat's doing fine. We're going to go pick him up today, and he'll be glad to come home and see, you know, the rest of the tax deductions. But the bottom line is, the question I have for you, Dr. Shealy, if people have surgically changed their plumbing, are we humans predisposed to getting the equivalent of a urinary tract infection and ultimately dying from it?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, basically, a vas ligation in men is not, to my knowledge, associated with any kind of problem. And the same would be true of tying off the fallopian tubes. Now, a castration would be totally different. In animals who are neutered, it's actually a castration. That does, of course, cut off the natural testosterone.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. So I was just wondering if people have had surgical plumbing procedures on the reproductive system, should they be taking extra care to prevent maladies? Class will be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different?
Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, class. I just got off the phone with Stuart. And he is our USA Prepares instructor. He's a retired truck driver. And he got the Pfizer vaccine number one. He got the Pfizer vaccine number two. And he got really sick. And then a couple weeks later, he got full-blown COVID-19. And he's going to call in and tell us exactly what that was like for him. And so, Dr. Shuley, I was reading something that you know absolutely for sure. And that is that, according to Zero Hedge, the United States ranks last, dead last, in global media trust. So there's a new report released by Reuters.
I hear that.
And it's just, well, it's just confirmation, you know, what, yeah, it's confirmation of what you've been saying. So, you know, we ran the race in the media against Finland, Denmark, Norway, Ireland, Sweden, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, France, Portugal, Croatia, Turkey, Italy, Spain, Greece, Poland, Romania, the Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Slovakia, Hungary, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, Thailand, Singapore, Australia, you know, just, we don't want to leave anybody out, Japan, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Indonesia, India, South Korea, Philippines, Taiwan, Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Mexico, Chile, Argentina, Canada, and we are number one at the bottom. We are dead last. Dead last. No one trusts the mainstream media less than we do. So we have, I'm saying our media is the worst.
Government.
Right, right. I think the last time I remember reading about it, Congress had an approval rating of 6%. Now, if you think about that, class, you bring your report card home to mom and dad. You're in elementary school, middle school, or high school, and you say, hey, I'm really excited. I got a 6% out of 100. Nobody gets a 6% out of 100. That's way, 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 way below an F. F is like 60%. So that our congressional thugs, parasites, had years ago an approval rating of 6%. It's probably gotten worse since then. Stuart, in the corrupt state of Missouri, welcome.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Finelli?
Well, Stuart, you know, you're my neighbor. Literally, you're my neighbor. I know you call Mrs. Finelli Mrs. Finelli because you think that you know that's how you were raised. But you know, you don't have to do that except on the radio when even I refer to her as Mrs. Finelli. But it's great to hear your voice, and I was so excited because I saw that white pickup truck of yours on our dirt road, and we were coming toward each other. Got a chance to chat for a couple seconds. You look a lot better. So can you share with us your China virus adventure and the vaccine and the whole nine yards? Can you do that, please?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing about it is actually it's all smoke and mirrors as near as I can tell, you know, because the VA clinic wouldn't see me. They said to go to the emergency room at a hospital, so the neighbor knew where the Cox South emergency room was because he had just taken his wife there several weeks before she fell. And so he took me down there, and that was Monday, June 7th, and I was sick. I mean, I was really sick. I couldn't drive. I had trouble walking. I had blacked out a couple of times. And we got down there, and sat around there for a while, and then they took me into a room, and it was like an interview, you know, to see what was wrong with me. And I was still under the impression that I had allergies from cutting down a sweet gum tree that had fallen across my driveway. And anyhow, they gave me, they did x-ray my lungs, and got to see a doctor after about 3 or 4 hours. And he determined that the x-rays didn't show the pattern for COVID. And he thought it was acute bronchitis. So he gave me some prescriptions for that. But before I left, he did test me for COVID, which was confirmed the next day. The hospital called and said that I had COVID. So since then, I've been trying to find out what kind of COVID I had. Whether it was the regular COVID, which I'd had the shots for, or if it was that Delta thing, because that's prevalent in Webster County now, which is the county next to us.
Stuart, hold that thought. We're going into a break, and we'd love to hear the rest of it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.